Welcome to Math 21A. My name is Oliver Knill. I organize this course. My office is in 434 Science Center. You might have guessed my Swiss accent. Indeed, I grew up in a beautiful village in Switzerland. Here you see it from above. It is close to the Rhine Falls, quite a touristic place. You find news and information on the course website. This course is taught in sections. The most important date to remember is March 25th. This is the start of spring break. As well as the exam dates March 14 and April 18th. About the grades, the two midterms each count 15%, the homework 25%, the Mathematica project 5%, and the final exam 40%. We use Stewart's book Calculus, Concepts and Context, edition 3. Biochem sections additionally purchased a little booklet, Probability Theory, a Concise Course by Rodzanov. In this course you will do a Mathematica project. You will not have to purchase Mathematica, there is a Mathematica site license at Harvard. Homework is assigned each class, it's due the next class, and we have a 1 week homework joker. About the sections, there is a regular section at 10 to 11, a biochem section from 11 to 12, a regular section from 11 to 12, and with sufficient enrollment, a physics section from 12 to 1. We have also a regular section from Tuesday, Thursday at 10 to 11:30 and a regular section from 11:30 to 1. Let's look quickly at the material. Even so, there is some hardcore material in this course. This following preview has been approved to all audiences by the Motion Picture Association of America. The first week we do geometry. Next we look at functions of several variables. In week 3 we look at curves, velocity, acceleration, etc. The fourth week covers a beautiful but difficult topic, surfaces. Only in the fifth week we start differentiating in several variables. One of the topics which we focus a little bit more on are partial differential equations. This allows us to define the gradient, one of the most important objects in this course. If you don't learn that, you die. The seventh week will be extreme. But you will be rewarded with spring break! Refreshed, you will be ready for double integrals, as well as surface area. And then in the 10th week, integrals in three dimensions. Vector fields and line integrals are then on the program. We finally study integral theorems. This is the black belt of calculus and one of the most abstract things you will ever see. The history of calculus is quite interesting and there is also some juicy gossip. You see here Descartes with Queen Christine from Sweden. Here you see some more people who were involved in inventing the things you are going to learn. Where is multivariable calculus used? A lot of applications are in physics, like energy conservation. Somewhere the energy has to go. A lot of multivariable calculus is used in probability or statistics. Multivariable calculus is crucial to understand electromagnetism or the fundamentals of computer graphics. Here you see me in a 360-degree panorama. The computation of the panorama uses spherical and cylindrical coordinates, something you learn in this course. Did you know that one can turn a sphere inside out without ripping it apart? In chemistry, multivariable calculus probably mostly enters through quantum mechanics. Proteins can be very complicated. One can model them as surfaces. One recently has succeeded to make three-dimensional models of the HIV virus. This is a geometric problem because one only knows two-dimensional sections of the virus. Quantum mechanics describes the world by a multivariable function which evolves in time. Mathematics also influences art, optics, movies, waves, aerodynamics. You see me taking off here with a paraglider, to infinity and beyond, etc., etc. Multivariable calculus is everywhere. I wish you all a good semester.